This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. You know me as the author of Trump Rules, which was the number one bestseller at Amazon in 12 categories for most of November and December, and is still a great book that I think you should take a look at BarnesandNoble.com, at Amazon.com, and at Target.com, or it's Target stores. They've got my book, Trump Rules, which is not about politics, by the way, but I just want to make sure all of you know I have a new book coming out on July 20th. If all goes well, fingers crossed, in the next few days it should be all set and official for July 20th, but it's always possible it could be delayed by a couple of days. The book is called The Great Patriot Boycott and Protest Book. And I'm just a great believer that we've got to shut down all these liberal communist idiots running all these big corporations that are making horrible decisions for the rest of us. This is all because of corporations, not because of politicians. If the corporations refused to go along with the communist takeover of America, then there would be no communist takeover of America. If the corporations laughed at someone trying to stop voter ID, which is the most simple thing in the world, we'd have voter ID, but instead the corporations, you know, the Major League Baseball moves the All-Star game because we want voter ID. It's racist to ask someone for their ID. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Because that's how Democrats are stealing elections. That's how they stole the election from Trump. You know, I don't know what happened with Dominion. I don't know what happened with vote switching. I don't know what happened to machines. All I know is they used COVID as the crisis to allow mail-in voting without voter ID, and that allowed millions of fake ballots to be voted, and that's what determined the election. Simple as that. And that's why five states stopped the count at the same time on election night at 1 o'clock in the morning, because they all coordinated in advance. If Trump was winning big, they'd have to ship in more illegal, fake, fraudulent ballots to defeat Trump in those five states and turn the election from an electoral landslide for Trump to a big loss for Trump, and that's exactly what happened. So that's all I could tell you. So that's why this book is so important, I think, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, because I'm putting in your hands pure gold, pure manna from heaven. I went out and had a staff compile the phone numbers and the personal emails, the personal phone number, the personal email address, the physical address of the top 100, I think it's 115 companies in America that are woke and liberal and literally piss in our face 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we will no longer take it, and we will bring them to their knees. And I've made it so easy for you to call them by just opening the book, and there it is. Spend 5-10 minutes a day calling one company every day or two companies every day, and voila, this will change everything. Without the corporations on the side of the liberals, they will lose everything. Big difference. All right, so I mentioned hour number one, very important to me, because I just had appeared on OAN right before my show started. I was on OAN today, One America News Television, on the Natalie Harp show, and I'm on there a lot. I'm on there every week, every other week. And this time the topic was door-to-door. Biden says we're going to go door-to-door and get people to take the COVID vaccine. And I just, you know, I said lots of important things, but the number one most important thing I said was this is not a crisis. They're manufacturing a crisis. This isn't a crisis. From the very beginning of COVID till now, except now it's even more extreme. They're trying to make you believe that the world is ending and everyone you love is going to die, and the recovery rate is 99.9% for this new Delta variant. Not the death rate, the recovery rate, meaning almost nobody. And there's no need to ever shut down society again. There's no need for mask mandates. There's no need for lockdowns. And I believe there's no need for the vaccine, but I would never stop someone from getting the vaccine. If you feel like you want it, if you feel like it's good for you, then go get the vaccine. But I want you to know the facts. And I said this right on OAN. It is not Wayne Root. It is not some conservative media. It's not some radical wacko publication. This is a fact from the United States government. The VAERS system is the adverse effects of vaccines. And the vaccine that we're currently talking about, the COVID vaccine, is now the deadliest vaccine in the history of the United States of America. And it has killed more people than all the other vaccines combined for the last 30 years. And that you need to know that. Now, is that everyone? No. Is it like one out of two people? No. Is it a very tiny percentage? Actually, yes. Just like COVID's death rate is very tiny. So how come no one's with you? That's the headline in every newspaper. How many people died of COVID today? We're all dying because 22 people died in one city. That means we're all going to die. But if 22 people die of the COVID vaccine, that's not big news because they say, well, that's a small percent of the people. So's the deaths from COVID, a small percentage of people. And by the way, it's not insignificant that I, Wayne Root, just the people I know people who've died from the COVID vaccine. I know people who've been crippled from the COVID vaccine. I know lots of people who've had terrible adverse effects from the COVID vaccine. And I know a lot of people who got the vaccine and then got COVID. So what's the point of the COVID vaccine if it doesn't even protect you from COVID? I know people who never got COVID in their lives until they got the COVID vaccine, and then they immediately got COVID. And I know people who died of COVID after getting the COVID vaccine. So if I know people like that, it's going on behind closed doors all across America. People are getting the vaccine, and they're getting very sick, and they're getting strokes, they're getting heart inflammation, they're dying, they're getting blood clots, they're dying. And nobody's talking about it. And all I say is, it's a fact. Look at the VAERS system in the United States, the Vaccine Adverse Effects System. Look at the same system in Europe. There's a lot of people dead from the vaccine, and there's a lot of people crippled from the vaccine, and there's a lot of people ill for life, and there's a lot of people seriously ill right now, and we don't know if it's going to be for life. And if you look at the stats of who died from COVID, it's all very, very old people, 80, 90, 100 years old. Nobody would shut down society because 100-year-olds are dying. They're supposed to die. I don't want them to die, but they're 100. Everybody dies eventually when you're 100. You're going to die next month, next week, next year. Something's going to get you. My 92-year-old grandfather, he died at age 94. My 94-year-old grandfather died of pneumonia from the flu. Is that different than COVID? Did the world stop because a 94-year-old man died of pneumonia? So, other than really old people and really fat people and really sick people, other than those three categories, nobody has any real risk of dying of COVID. And if you have no real risk of dying of COVID, then you don't need to take the vaccine. Because there's more risk in the vaccine than there is of you dying if you're under the age of 70. Just a fact of life. Someone needs to tell people that. And you can't allow the government to go door to door to convince people to take the vaccine. Because that's only the initial salvo. You and I both know after they go door to door to ask you to take the vaccine, once you tell them honestly, no, I haven't gotten it yet and I don't plan to get it, they're going to smile and go, okay, have a nice day. And then they're going to be back like the Gestapo with a SWAT team to threaten you with arrest if you don't take it on the spot and give it to your children on the spot. And then the third time, they're not only going to show up again, this time they will arrest you, and they will force your children down on the ground, and they will stick needles in them while your children are screaming hysterically and your wife screaming hysterically that you don't want your children to die and they don't need that vaccine, and they're going to forcibly vaccinate them. That's what's going to happen. If you're not a total, complete moron who doesn't understand world history, that's what's going to happen. Other news today, oh, and by the way, I also mentioned I live in a gated community. If anyone comes to my door, there's no trespassing in my community. I will send them to prison. I will call the police and have them arrested or make a citizen's arrest. So if you want to go door to door, go F yourself. You're going to be arrested at Wayne Root's door. And sure enough, I say that, and then I'm about to start this show, and I see that an Arizona state senator has informed us how to protect ourselves against vaccine Nazis. And she says, I've spoken to local law enforcement. If you don't want the federal government on your property asking about vaccines, they advise you to post a no trespassing sign at a visible location. This is a prerequisite to be able to charge someone for being there against your will. And what she doesn't understand is many of us in Vegas live in gated communities, and it's automatic. It says no trespassing. And if you go door to door as a salesman or as a politician or handing out political material, and I see you, I call the police and I have you arrested. So if you come to my door and you're with the federal government, you are under arrest. Got that, mother truckers? The Keystone XL Pipeline Company announced a $15 billion lawsuit against the Biden administration. I love it. Biden canceled the 1,200-mile-long pipeline, which would have carried roughly 800,000 barrels a day on his first day in office, which caused TC Energy to fire 1,000 workers. And TC Energy is now suing for $15 billion in damages it has suffered as a result of the government's breach of its NAFTA obligations. The decision prevented 48,000 new jobs from being created. Unbelievable how stupid or how communist or combination of both this government is. This Biden puppet joke of a government really run, in my opinion, by Barack Obama, a communist out to destroy this country as sure as I'm standing here. I said it for 8 years while Obama was president. I always said in every one of my books, in those days I didn't have a TV or radio show, but I said in all of my books that this guy is a stealth communist out to destroy America. He has a hatred for America. He calls us colonialists. He grew up in Indonesia. He did not grow up with the American history and the American experience. He hates this country. He hates us. He hates white people. He hates Israel. He hates America. He hates patriots. He hates Christians. And he is going to be very stealth about it because he doesn't want to look like a communist. He's going to be careful, and he's going to boil the frog slowly. Now he has a puppet, Joe Biden, with dementia, sitting in the White House so he can afford from the shadows to be the real communist he always was. It's Obama leading the battle to destroy this country right now.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support,
support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, back on USA Radio Network from a short vacation. Had a great time up in Park City, Utah. By the way, while I was away, I did interviews on national TV. I did a Third Continental Congress. Larry Klayman, the conservative attorney, called together in Philadelphia a Third Continental Congress, and even though I was up in Park City, Utah, I did it on Zoom. I made my appearance and spoke for 20 minutes and got the crowd going wild. So lots of good things going on, even from vacation, and a lot of work on vacation. But it was a change of pace and a change of scenery and a change of weather. Instead of 115 degrees in Vegas in the shade, it was it was a beautiful, beautiful 75 and 80 most days, and at night 45, 50 degrees. In the morning you wake up 45 degrees. Just amazing. Beautiful, beautiful place. Green everywhere, mountains, beautiful clouds and sunshine and blue skies. Park City, Utah. God keeps his country home in Park City, Utah. Asset Strategies is a sponsor of this show and this segment of the show, and what we've got beyond any argument or debate is inflation, massive inflation. And inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios, the number one killer of your current standard of living, and the number one killer of your retirement, the number one killer of the estate you want to leave your kids, because inflation is going to eat it all up, and you'll die and leave your kids nothing. Your best protection is gold and silver. And that's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. How do you do that? With gold and silver and precious metals. And only for my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the price of gold. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Whether it's that 1 ounce gold bar or whether it's anything in the world of precious metals, you tell them Wayne on the Root sent you and you will get the best deal on the planet.
Earth, 800-831-0007. Other good thing that happened while I was on vacation is there were so many articles about Trump becoming the Speaker of the House, and every one of them credited Wayne Root with the guy who was the first to bring it up. And that's the thing about my ideas. What I do is I'm a guy who makes things happen. It doesn't have to be the exact thing, the exact model that I preach, but I get things started, and then who knows where it goes. So I said, run for Congress, get elected, and then become Speaker of the House after you've led the Republicans to a huge landslide victory in the House in 2022, which lets you, you know, put you in a position to impeach Biden and lead investigations against Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the Biden crime family, and to win the election in 2024. And it was a great idea, and everyone, you know, it was a combination of 80% saying, what a brilliant idea, we love you, Wayne, it's great. And 20% saying, Wayne, we love you, but it's not a brilliant idea because Trump doesn't have to run. He could just be named or be voted Speaker of the House if Republicans take over the House. He doesn't have to risk running. Well, I knew that. My feeling is that you want him to lead the battle. And to lead the battle, you got to be running for Congress and running for Speaker of the House. Tell everyone, I'm running to be Speaker of the House. And then if you win, you'll become Speaker of the House. If you don't run, I don't think they're going to vote you in as Speaker of the House. So I knew you could be named Speaker of the House. I knew that. But Business Insider, very famous business website, wrote a story about this just 2 days ago, July 5th. Today's July 7th, 2 days ago. And in that story, it says the idea that Trump might pursue a House seat first drew widespread attention in June during an interview with Trump. Far-right radio host Wayne Allyn, isn't that funny? Rachel Maddow's never described as far-left, ever. Right? Nobody at MSNBC or CNN is described as far-left, but they're all radical far-left. And Wayne Root, this guy, the guy's talking to you right now, your man, Wayne Root, is not in any way, shape, or form far right. As a matter of fact, on every single issue ever asked by a good popular pollster like Rasmussen that asks opinions on issues, not just of all Americans, but of all registered voters, because if they're not registered voters, it means absolutely nothing. And generally likely voters, meaning not only are they registered, but they actually do vote. They're smart, they're educated, and they're part of the process. Those people are always on my side. The majority votes the exact way I do on every single issue. So how am I far right? That's the liberal left media trying to brand us all as bad people. But it says, in any case, far-right radio host Wayne Root suggested that Trump run for office in 2022 midterm elections in Florida. From there, Root suggested Trump could lead a Republican takeover of Congress, impeach Biden, initiate criminal investigations into him, and then run for president again in 2024. You'll become the Speaker of the House, you'll lead the impeachment of Biden, and you'll investigate Biden. Root said you'll wipe him out for the last 2 years, and Trump called the idea interesting. And then the rest of the article goes on to say, will Trump do what Root suggests? Very interesting stuff. Even while I'm on vacation, making headlines all over the country.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Elsa is moving into southern Georgia and bringing heavy rain with it. The system could also bring tornadoes to different regions of the southeast through tonight. The storm made landfall earlier today in Florida. An officer is dead after being shot at an Indiana federal building. Authorities saying it happened at a facility in Terre Haute, which is about 75 miles west of Indianapolis. President Biden back at the White House after spending some time in Illinois. The president saying America is back and now is the time to invest in critical human infrastructure.
To truly build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out. To truly deal everybody in this time, we need to invest in our people.
Even though a bipartisan group of Congress is working out an agreement, Biden is pushing a separate partisan measure to pass in tandem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. to speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Projects, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. As you may know, I very rarely publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. You must know, in the whole world, I love vets and I love animals. So vetsandhorses.com is close to my heart. These guys are the real deal. Since they are veterans and ranchers, they know about both vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work, like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other vets. Having been through the red tape, they guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skill team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Projects organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. Dr. John Lott, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Oh, great to talk to you again.
So before we get to the real topic of why we have you on, because you were involved in a really strange, bizarre incident that was none of your fault. It was just a liberal organization, basically played a little joke on you, an elaborate hoax on you, and we'll get into that in just a second. But I just want to ask you, being that you're the author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control, I'm interested, what are the botched studies that twisted the facts? And I'm on your side. I'm a big pro-gun guy. I've got a CCW. I carry most of the time. And I'm just wondering, what were the botched studies? How did they twist the facts?
Oh, well, I mean, there are lots of them, but I'll give you one that probably got more media attention than any other academic work this century. And that was some work by a guy named Adam Lankford, who's a criminology professor at the University of Alabama. Lankford had claimed that 31% of the mass public shooters in the world were in the United States. And I had written him, asking him for his list of cases, because he didn't have them in his book or in his paper, and he wouldn't provide it. So I said, well, could you at least tell me how you obtained them? Because he had cases, supposedly all the cases of mass public shootings in the world back from 1966 through like 2012. And I didn't even know where to start to try to find cases from the 60s in Africa or in the 70s or in the 80s for large parts of the world. It's not like you have computerized databases of news sources in Africa or Asia or South America to go and pull them up. And he wouldn't answer the questions. And so what I did was I looked at the last 15 years of the period, and now I've looked at the most recent 20 years, and you find that that's completely wrong. I don't make any claim that I've gotten all the mass public shooting cases from around the world. I mean, you get all of them from the United States, but even the ones you've been able to find, the United States, well, it makes up almost 5% of the world population. We make up only 1% of the world's mass public shooters. We're way, way below the average. I mean, there are many countries in Europe even that have, over the last 20 years, have higher death rates for mass public shootings. France, Norway, Finland, Switzerland, many countries in Eastern Europe, Russia, for example. It's just that these cases often don't get news coverage in the United States, so most people don't think about it. But if I were to go and ask you, over the last decade, where were the two most deadly mass public shootings between Western Europe and the United States? My guess is most people would think they were in the United States, but the two most deadly were actually
New Zealand.
Western Europe. You had
What about New Zealand? Was there a horrible one in New Zealand and a horrible one in, I think, Finland, right, or Norway?
But, I mean, New Zealand was 49 people killed, but you look at the Paris concert shooting in November of 2015, there were 130 people murdered there. You look at the Norway attack in 2011,
right.
Ignoring the bombing deaths, there were 67 people that were murdered there. Those are both much higher fatality numbers than we've had from any attack in the United States.
Right, there you go. And, of course, the worst one I could think of in America was the Pulse attack. But how do you blame that on the United States? It was a Muslim extremist from outside the United States who was killing American gay people. So, I mean, that's not blamed on American or American culture or guns. It's got nothing to do with guns. It has to do with the person who was a Muslim extremist terrorist. So even the one in the United States, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the second worst. The worst one, slightly worse, was in Las Vegas that happened. But, yeah, I mean, look. You know, you mentioned the New Zealand case. People know about that. There are 49 people shot to death there. But I bet you almost nobody knows that within 24 hours of that, there was a big public school shooting in Brazil. They probably don't know that there was a mass public shooting in the Netherlands that also occurred within 24 hours. Even when these cases get some coverage in the United States, it's usually one story in the back of the newspaper, and it just doesn't register with most people. I mean, you have large school shootings. A number of them have happened in Russia. But my guess is nobody really remembers or thinks about any of those cases.
No, I don't. Listen, I don't even know them, and I keep up with everything. I mean, that's all I do all day long, so I'm prepared for this show, is to know everything in the news, and I read the news all day long. I had no idea there were any major school shootings in Russia. So right off the bat, you know that the media is not covering those things. And by the way, my bad for not realizing that the worst one in America was not the Pulse nightclub. It was the one right here in Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay. What a terrible event that was was it October 1st, I believe it was, 2017, if my memory serves me. So, Dr. John Lott, you were involved in an elaborate hoax. Somebody played a prank on you by a gun control organization. Tell everybody what happened, but also, what was the point of it all? I don't understand. So, okay, they did something silly and wrong to you. How does that make you look bad? Why? They didn't do anything that made you look bad. I think they look bad. So what did they accomplish?
Well, I mean, in your eyes, but they got massive worldwide news attention. I mean, news outlets in India, Spain, Germany, the UK, Australia covered the videos that they put out. And they got massive coverage in the United States. You know, Rachel Maddow spent 14 minutes on her TV show on MSNBC. I mean, you're in the news business. You know that 14 minutes on a cable news show in the evening is a huge footprint there. CNN gave them a lot of coverage.
What was the big angle? That they got a guy who's pro-Second Amendment and pro-guns to drive 950 miles to give a high school commencement address, and there was no such high school and there was no such commencement? That's a big deal. I don't get why that would be so newsworthy.
Well, what was new? Yeah, I mean, look, it gave them a chance to put out false numbers and claims. Look, the point of the video, I ended up giving this 15-minute dress rehearsal commencement talk. We never actually ended up having the actual commencement. They claimed that the police in Las Vegas had warned them that there was a credible threat on the event, and had asked them not to go forward with it, and they said that they had canceled it. They made it sound like it was because I was giving the commencement talk that there had been the threat of violence. And so, you know, we never had the final event, but what they did was they took the 15-minute talk that I gave and deceptively edited it and got it down my portion to about a minute of a talk, and they reversed some of the things that I had said through the editing. But look, the media was happy to play it, got viral views on it. They raised lots of money for the organization. I mean, they spent a lot of money. I mean, this was really a lot of work went into this deception. They put up a professional website. They, when I was there for the dress rehearsal, they must have had like 20 technicians that were there. They had multiple TV cameras. They had drones flying with cameras. They had a large dais. They had huge banners for the school. I mean, they really went all out in terms of doing it. I was just reading the other day in Adweek, they hired a major advertising firm, Leo Burnett, and they had the entire team working on it round the clock for months trying to figure out what they were going to do on it. So, I mean, they must have, who knows if they spent $100,000 just on the advertising team.
That's amazing because, I could see them, I could see them doing that for, like Donald Trump or Newt Gingrich or something. But to get a gun guy just because it helped them raise money against, for gun control and against guns, I guess? That's what it was all about, was guns. They wanted to embarrass you because you're a big pro 2A guy, is that it?
Right. I mean, this isn't the first time this type of thing's happened. I had, some years ago, I had a guy, Jonah Peretti, who now owns BuzzFeed News, sent out literally hundreds of thousands of emails using my name to go and lobby on the gun control issue.
Hey, John, the music's on. We got to run, so I got to cut you off. But it's a wild story, and it just shows how crazy these people are with mental illness. I call it Trump derangement syndrome, or maybe it's liberal derangement syndrome. Dr. John Lott, president of Crime Prevention Research Center and author of Gun Control Myths. Great to have you on the show, Dr. John Lott. Thank you.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
I'm Wayne Alaroon, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Boostar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this radio show, is the War Raw Podcast. That's my podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw, now 7 days a week, with the all-important weekend Best of the Best podcast, where I play conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week for conservatives, patriots, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download on iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. So Americans finally agree on something. It's very rare to get them to agree on something. Both Republicans and Democrats, right and left, white and black, Jewish and Christian, everybody agrees on one thing. Most Americans believe someone other than Joe Biden is running the show. Who really is running the Biden administration, as I call it? Because it's really Obama in charge, very clear. So a poll is out. It looks like most of America is asking the same question. Who is running the Biden administration? The very reputable Trafalgar Group asked the same question in a nationwide survey. They asked Americans if they believe Biden is fully executing the duties of his office. Most Americans believe someone other than Biden is running the country, and not by a small margin. 57% versus 36% believe Joe Biden is not running the country. And I've been saying this from literally since the day Biden was elected. Most Republicans, of course, someone other than Biden is running the government. And so that's 83% of Republicans versus 11% who don't. 58.4% of independents believe someone other than Biden is running the government. So Americans finally agree on one thing. Joe Biden has dementia, and he's not qualified to be president of the United States. And I'll bet if you ask them the following question, what do you think of Kamala Harris? The answers would be even more negative than Joe Biden. Is Kamala Harris, does she deserve to be vice president of the United States? Overwhelming no. Is she qualified to be vice president of the United States? Overwhelming no. Is she doing a good job as vice president of the United States? Overwhelming no. And is she capable of becoming president of the United States and handling the duties? Overwhelming no. And did she get the job by screwing her way to the top? Overwhelming yes. and certainly among Republicans, it'll be 80% or more believe Kamala Harris laid on her back as a literally a conquest of Willie Brown to get her all of her political jobs and get her political career started. You know, they like to say you started your career, you know, off the ground. Well, she started off her back. Very, very strange stuff, how you could be vice president of the United States. Look, they elected a puppet and his number two, who literally screwed her way to the top by rigging and stealing an election. The American people didn't vote for Joe Biden. The American people didn't vote for Kamala Harris. And I don't even believe it was close. I think Trump won by a landslide. And I know he won by an electoral landslide. There's just nobody that likes Joe Biden and thinks he's a capable guy. And there's nobody who likes Kamala Harris, period. Very unlikable person. Breaking news, also something good that happened to me while I was on vacation. Donald Trump declared war on social media and announced a lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, and Google, fighting back against big tech for banning him and many others from their platforms. You know, who's the perfect poster boy for this? Wayne Allen Root. I was banned by Twitter for life for questioning the election. Trump announced he's suing Facebook CEO Zuckerberg, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, Google CEO Sundar Pichai in a class action lawsuit. He announced that today in a press conference in conjunction with the America First Policy Institute. I'm filing as the lead class representative a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, as well as their CEOs, Trump said. There's no better evidence that big tech's out of control than the fact that they banned the sitting president of the United States earlier this year. If they could do that to me, they could do it to anyone. And in fact, that's exactly what they're doing. And the legal efforts being supported by the America First Policy Institute. Brooke Rollins is president and CEO of the group. National radio host and best-selling author Todd Starnes discussed the lawsuit Wednesday. The truth is Facebook and Twitter have been hostile to conservatives and especially Trump supporters for years. Both social media platforms have become enemies of free speech. Facebook and Twitter have every right to banish people from the platforms, but if they do not do that, they do not have the right to special government protections. When Republicans take control of Congress, they should immediately strip Facebook, Google, and YouTube of any special protections they might have and make it a level playing field. I agree. I agree, Todd Starnes. So it's good. And he asked for punitive damages, by the way. Trump did. And I am certainly going to get involved with that lawsuit. I've already been on the phone with the office of President Donald Trump to ask how to get involved in this lawsuit right away. So my rights were violated the moment that Twitter decided that I have no right to free speech. Terrible thing in the United States of America. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, with you on USA Radio Network, coast to coast. You want peace? Prepare for war. Who said it? George Washington. General and President George Washington. You want peace? Prepare for war. That's what we do every day on this show. Headed to a break, a little news break, top of the hour when we get back. So much more to tell you about what's happening in Pennsylvania, what's happening in Arizona. A report on the July 4th weekend, violence in Oakland, California, violence in Chicago, Illinois. When we get back, all Democrat cities, Democrat states, blue cities, out of control and not good for the people. When you put Democrats in charge, guess what happens? A lot of people die.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.